it's normally said that customary land accounts for more than 97% of the total surface area of PNG, which means that any major resource developer who wants to extract minerals or oil or gas from underneath the land is going to have to deal with the customary landowners in some way. And PNG government legislation now actually requires that they do so, and that the customary landowners receive some benefit from any such project.
Does this system work well generally?
It's not working very well in the oil and gas sector. It's working better in the mining sector because mines occupy relatively small and clearly visible areas of land, whereas oil and gas projects simply involve sinking wells into the ground to tap the oil and gas which lies underneath, and nobody is very clear who stands on the surface, certainly not the customary owners, where all that stuff is. So you tend to get more conflict in the oil and gas sector about who actually is a customary owner of a license area and who should represent other landowners in any process of negotiation over benefit sharing.
And this is what's happened with Exxon wanting to commercialise its gas fields, is that right?
In effect, yes, because these gas fields are associated with oil fields which have been exploited for several years now. So there's been plenty of time for people to argue about the distribution of landowner benefits from existing oil export projects, and those same people are now involved in another dispute about how to distribute the proceeds from the new gas project.
Okay, so if we can take a couple of steps backwards and look a little bit more about how the resource projects operate and the development forum and the benefit sharing agreements and those kind of systems that are in place, can you explain a little bit about those?
Well, the development forum was invented in 1988 to facilitate the development of a gold mine in the Highlands, the Porgera mine. Some people think it was invented to deal with the Bougainville crisis, but that's not the case. It was invented before that crisis really developed. And the idea was initially to get representatives of the national government, the provincial government hosting the project, and the local landowners together to agree on a package, a benefit package, by which effectively the national government would share some of its own revenues from the development with the host provincial government and with the local landowners. Over the last 20 years, that institution was invented in 1988. The institution has got a little bit more complicated because now it involves local governments as well. The developer is invited to the development forum, mainly to answer questions about the development proposal itself, and local communities as well as landowners may also be represented in the forum process. So the number of stakeholders basically involved in negotiating the benefit sharing agreements has increased. And in the case of the oil and gas sector, we've had it's become more and more difficult to negotiate a satisfactory agreement. Basically, all of the agreements are subject to periodic review. But in some cases, landowner benefits have not been distributed to anybody for some years after a project has started because there are continuing disputes in the courts about who actually is a landowner.
What are the next steps in terms of resolving this dispute?
Well, you can never tell what the judgment of a court is going to be in PNG until it's made it if you're not specifically aware of the case that's being brought. So I don't know whether in this instance the landowners who are opposing the development forum for the gas project will be successful or not, but it seems, well, certainly from today's newspaper reports, that the government thinks it can actually get the injunction lifted from the court. Whether this involves persuading these distant landowners to accept some new deal, I don't know what the government's thinking about there. But they're operating with a fairly tight timeline because they've promised the project proponents that they will get this benefit sharing agreement business finished within the next couple of months.